Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Do you feel overwhelmed by trials and troubles? As you walk through your darkest valley, know that God is your very present help. No matter what situation you are in, the Lord is with you, and He will surely deliver you when you call upon His name. In this message by Evangelist Paul Acqua, you'll see how God is not just with you in your high moments, but He's also with you in your low moments to bring you hope, strength, and deliverance. Discover how you can have a strong foundation of hope for your future, even when the world seems bleak. And expect to receive a double portion of restoration for every trouble you're facing. Beloved, no matter how dark your situation might seem, you can trust in God's faithful love to see you through. You do not need to fear, because even in times of turmoil and trouble, God is your very present help. Let's join in.
Life presents all kinds of problems, and sometimes we don't know how to respond. Sometimes we think, Lord, where are you in the midst of all this? Why don't you do something? And sometimes we think, well, Lord, if you really and truly love me, you wouldn't let this happen. Or if you really and truly love me, you would show me what to do at this point in my life. So sometimes we are perplexed. We don't know exactly what to do. But what does the Word of God say about how we should respond when we are facing difficult situations, when we are in hardships and all kind of things in our lives that we don't know how to handle or don't have the answer? There is always one thing that is right to do. I'm telling you, my friend, there is the right thing to do every single time you face situations like that. And that's what I want to talk about in this message. We should call on the divine helper. We should call on to the Lord. Here is a passage of scripture all about the right thing to do every single time. The Bible says in Psalm 50 verse 15 that, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you shall glorify me. Is your life in chaos? Let me ask you this. Are you helpless? When you hear a situation that's bad, or when you are in a difficult situation, you pray for divine help. You seek the divine helper. The first thing to do is to pray, call to God, and He will deliver you and you shall glorify Him. If you don't know what to do at this point in time, pray and seek the Lord's will and direction for what you should do. Begin to ask the question, God, what do you want me to do? Is there something that I can do in all this? He will help you and He will guide you and give you the wisdom to move on. He will help you and guide you with wisdom. Say, call upon me, I will answer you, deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. So what is it that brings changes to situations? It's not the will of man, it's the prayers of the people of God. The prayers of the people of God bring changes to circumstances and situations. The problem is that we don't believe it. If we do, we will do it all the time, every single time. You see, the Holy Spirit through David would never have said this if he didn't believe that our prayers could change situations. For example, the Bible says in the book of James that you have not because you ask not. Well, if I have not because I ask not, the implication is if I had asked, I would have received. That's very powerful. So our prayers can cause situations to change. As we cry out to God in prayer, things are going to change for the better. If you do what we ought to be doing what God is calling us to do, one of our primary responsibilities as a believer is prayer, because it is the activity that shifts situations in a given direction. Our problem is not the promises of God. Our problem is not the absence of the power of God. Our problem is we don't believe it. And the reason we don't believe it is that we have our eyes in the wrong direction. We are looking at the forces that fight against us, and we are looking at ourselves, evaluating and assessing what we can and cannot do. Neither of those is the place to look. We are to look in the eyes of the sovereign God, our Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. We are to look at our Father in heaven, our helper, who loves us unconditionally, who's made these awesome promises and who cannot fail. He's a faithful God. Let me encourage you with this scripture in Hebrews chapter 4. I read from verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hallelujah. So the Bible is saying it is the throne of grace where we find mercy, and he says where we find help in time of need. Where do you find help, my friend? David said, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. My friend, God is our divine helper. Seek him for help. So I want you to turn to the book of Mark chapter 10, where we find a blind man who cried out for mercy and found help in time of need. Mark chapter 10, and I read from verse 46. Now they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude. Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. So this account I just read, you see, the blind man began to shout for help. That wasn't a popular idea. It wasn't very long before the people heard his cry. So they began to shout at him. They shouted at him. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet. But he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So if you got all this ridicule and all this criticism, every time he faced that, what did he do? The scripture says he shouted all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says that he cried to the Son of God to help him, to have mercy on him. He shouted all the more as he faced obstacles and criticisms. Blind Bartimaeus knew he could get divine help from Jesus, so he never gave up. He had to be determined to cry even louder for help. So how did Jesus respond to the blind man's call? Verse 49 says, so Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And he said, what do you want me to do for you? The presence of God was in town. Jesus said, what can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you? That's a great question. He's asking you today, what do you want me to do for you? What will be your answer? What he's saying is, well, what can I help you with? So he told him that I may receive my sight. What is your answer to this question? Think about it and present your case right now to Jesus. Jesus granted him what he desired. What a miraculous thing to happen, because he was a blind man. And when he asked in response to his Lord's question about what he wanted him to do for him, he prayed before our Lord Jesus Christ that I may receive my sight. What is your cry today? What is your prayer to Jesus Christ today? The same Jesus who was blind Bartimaeus' Jesus is the same Jesus we have. As a result of this man deciding what to do and how to do it and crying out to Jesus for help, within a short space of time, he had the help he needed. He was healed. How did he get this healing? He had to be persistent because the people kept rebuking him and telling him to shut up. My friend, be persistent with God. Cry out to him with your problem. He is the divine helper. He is ready to help you. He is ready to bring you out of your situation, your troubled circumstances. He can do all things because he is omnipotent, omnipresent God. He is a faithful God. Cry to him today. Hallelujah. So coming back to this account, what happened on that day and the days that followed, he came from total chaos. Disabled person now being healed from his disability, ready to live a normal life, ready to rebuild his life. I pray that prayer for you today. Cry out to him. How did all this happen? A blind man who decided to cry out to the divine helper because he was so determined and so courageous, not only in his faith in Jesus, but also not to let anything stop him from doing the right thing, seeking help from the divine helper, the solution provider. He saw that he was in town, and therefore he would not have that opportunity pass away. What are you doing today with the situation you are in now, with the difficult things that you are facing? Cry to the divine helper. He is ready to help you. We have not because we ask not. So ask and you will receive in the mighty name of Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. They were not right to tell him to keep quiet. Nothing should stop you, my friend, from crying to the Lord. He knew they were not right. He challenged them every point by shouting all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Don't let anything stop you from crying to God for help. Cry to him today. Cry to him tomorrow. Cry to him every single day. This man never gave up, no matter the opposition he faced. So many people talk to God like, well, you know, I prayed last night. But how much serious praying did you do? Do you expect God to do things or do you just hope he does? There's a lot of difference in expectation, trust, and hope. And God talks about trusting him, believing him, expecting him to do it. That's what God wants us to be doing. God is the divine helper. He is all-powerful God. Jesus' name is above every name. Over all things, all times, all places, everything. If God is not the all-powerful God, why pray to him? There are a lot of things that you and I know that appear to be impossible. Why pray to God if you don't believe he is all-powerful and above all things? Then why talk to him? So you have to remember who you are talking to. He is the creator of heavens and the earth. He can do all things. He is our divine helper. He cried out to God, Son of David, the God who became flesh and dwelt amongst us. When we cry out to God, we experience his power to turn situations around. And I will advise you to do so today. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.